Hey, let's do chart review. Today's the 8th. This is chart review, data visit 17, Dr. Al Gilani, ALGILANI, first patient, JH, 22-year-old young man, comes in with nausea, vomiting, history of type 1 diabetes. He tells me that he was in the hospital last week from Monday through Friday in San Antonio in diabetic ketoacidosis. He's a type 1 diabetic. On Friday, he started vomiting again after they sent him home. He came to the ER on Sunday night at 10 p.m. Dr. Al Gilani did lab, CT, urinalysis, tox screen, swab test, lipase, amylase, they were all negative, no sign of DKA. Monday night, when I called to check on the patient, he says that he's still vomiting, no response to Zofran or Phenagan, and he needs to come back to the emergency room to get checked out. For this reason, the patient was told to return to the emergency room case, and Dr. Muhammadian, Muhammadian, was notified. New paragraph, the diagnosis was gastritis on Sunday night, and he did have kidney stones, but no one mentioned those. I'm not sure how much that has to do with his continual nausea and vomiting. Nevertheless, he's going to be reevaluated for ketoacidosis tonight, Monday night. Next patient is EH, 48-year-old with hypertension, not feeling well, death without being seen. When I called the patient, she did not answer. He did not answer the phone. Next one is TJ, 42-year-old woman with abdominal pain, history of lupus, feeling bloated, vital signs were stable. She had a full workup, CBC, CMP, amylase, lipase, urinalysis, urine tox screen, and CT of the abdomen and pelvis. She's upset because they ordered urine tox screen. I told her that's part of the workup for abdominal pain. But she did like Dr. Al Gilani, and the workup was complete. She was sent home with Nexium, and she's going to see the specialist soon, she said. Next patient is SC, 33-year-old woman with left index finger laceration. Apparently there was involvement of tendons, so she was referred to a hand surgeon. No one answered the phone today when I called. Next patient is TB, is a 40-year-old woman seen with migraine headaches and dehydration. Vital signs were stable. She was treated with Zofran, Demerol, 25 milligram times 2, and swab tests were negative. She was later sent home. Left a message for patient to call me back. Next patient is AJ, 11-year-old child with swollen throat. Patient had a heart rate of 128 and febrile. Swab tests were negative. Dr. A felt like patient still has strep throat. Was given a shot of Bicillin. Patient is doing somewhat better, but still not eating. No breathing issues. I told them to follow up with their primary care doctor to also look for mononucleosis. They like Dr. Al Gilani. Next patient is PS, 69-year-old woman with chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, dizziness, weakness, blood pressure 175 over 112, came down to 158 over 98. She has a history of hypertension, diabetes, lupus, 6 MIs, and history of stroke in the past. Cardiac workup negative, white count was 10,000, TSH was 20, urinalysis. negative, swab test negative, chest x-ray negative, EKG negative. Patient says that they changed her Synthroid to generic and she couldn't take it, so she stopped taking it altogether. She was sent home with hypothyroidism. Cardiologist was not called in a 69-year-old with chest pain, but cardiac workup, including EKG, was totally negative. I explained to the patient to see, find a PCP ASAP and get her thyroid treated. No medication was given in the emergency room for her thyroid. Next patient is RO, is a 54-year-old woman with pelvic pain, abdominal pain, vital stable, white count chemistry, negative, urinalysis shows UTI, CT negative, diagnosed with UTI, treated with Bactrim, slightly better, like the doctor. Next patient is MG, 21-year-old young lady with stomach ache. She went to a different hospital. She left before triage. I asked her why. She didn't want to tell me. But she said she's better and went to a different facility. Next patient is TB, is a 46-year-old woman seen with left shoulder pain and fatigue. Vitals were stable, swab test negative. Diagnosed with pharyngitis, put on amoxicillin. She's very upset because she told him how weak she was and the fact that walking 10 feet caused her to be short of breath and nothing was done about it. And they didn't do more testing. She still continues to have same symptoms. I urged her to see a primary care physician ASAP for further workup. Next patient is WW. This is a 69-year-old male with a cyst on his neck. He has a history of diabetes, hypertension. He left AMA because Dr. Al Gilani did not feel like it was time to drain the cyst. And he left the emergency room huffing and puffing. I called the patient. He did not answer. Our next patient is JT, is a 18-year-old male complaining of earache, diagnosed with otitis media, otitis externa, treated with Ciprodex and amoxicillin. His dad said he's doing better and they like the ER doctor. Next patient is XV, 46-year-old woman, seen with chest pain and back pain, cardiac workup negative, chest x-ray negative, EKG negative. Blood pressure was 202 over 127. Patient said that she has forgotten to take her medication. She was sent home with a blood pressure of 139 over 101. Cardiology was not called, and she was told just to resume her medication. Patient did not answer the phone when I called. This one is WV, 27-year-old male with a body ache, chills, and vomiting, swab test negative, diagnosed with pharyngitis, treated with Zofran and amoxicillin, doing better, and he was happy with the care he received. Thank you. So this is Dr. Al Gilani, and the patients that were seen 1-7 at Texas Emergency Hospital once again. Thank you.